The last time Tokyo had the Summer Olympics, it was 1964. A 30-year-old man had to be moved out of his house to make room for an Olympic park. He was given a new place by the Olympic Stadium. He's 79, and he's getting kicked out again because Tokyo is going to get the Olympics.
That? How can they do that?
Tokyo is getting the Olympics in 2020, and they want to expand the stadium, and the house they gave him before is now in the way, so they're going to move him again.
That does not seem right. This guy has probably got a bitter taste in his mouth for the Olympics.
He's not a fan of the Olympics, no.
Well, Forbes just released their annual list of the 400 richest in Americans, so get ready to hate all of them. And billionaires are now richer than they were before the 2008 recession. How is this possible?
Well, they're billionaires, that's why.
400 richest Americans are worth an all-time record of $2.02 trillion. That's up $300 billion from last year and more than twice what it was 10 years ago. Bill Gates is the richest person in the U.S. for the 20th year in a row. Even though he said he's going to donate as much money as possible, he's worth $72 billion. Warren Buffett, usual position in second place, worth $58.5 billion. Do either of these guys have a single son about my age that needs to be courted?
In July, two men in Connecticut actually shot and killed a man during a robbery. One of the things they took was his gold chain, featuring a unique gold medallion of Scrooge McDuck. Police traced the necklace to a pawn shop, and by state law, the pawn shop had to take photos of the guys selling the necklace. Police recognized them. Both men have been arrested.
You remember Scrooge McDuck? He used to swim in his gold.
Yes.
Saturday, a homeless man, he was walking around a parking lot in Boston, and he found a backpack containing $2,400 in cash and $40,000 in traveler's checks. Grand total, $42,000. He turned it in. The rightful owner called police an hour later. Now, someone set up a fundraising page for the guy on GoFundMe.com with a goal to raise $50,000. Homeless man, he turns $42,000 in.
Boy, you're not going to find many people that'll turn in $42,000.
And whoever, the person whose backpack this was, he deserves an award. Or a reward, and a big one, because yes. No word if he has yet or not, because the people doing the fundraising could be completely different.
And why are you carrying $42,000 around
in a backpack?
And then
right.
You misplay. How do you lose that?
Exactly. I'd be hanging onto that thing with dear life. It'd
I got
be strapped to me.
$4 in my wallet, and I know exactly where that is all the time. A woman's jewelry had been missing for almost 3 years. 3 years, this jewelry had been gone. It's been found. Cleaning crew found it behind her couch.
And she feels like an idiot.
Oh, your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.